From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next week, the liberal political group MoveOn.org holds an event that could influence the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, not to mention the way the Internet figures in presidential politics. On June 24th, MoveOn is staging an online presidential primary to determine which candidate for the White House in 2004 should benefit from its efforts. Zach Exley is organizing director for MoveOn. And Mr. Exley, who is on the ballot and who can vote in this online primary?
All nine declared Democratic presidential candidates are on the ballot. Anyone can vote. They have to register on our site first. Primarily, it will be our existing membership that votes in this primary.
How many members of MoveOn are there?
1.4 million.
And how many votes do you actually expect to be cast in the online primary?
We're going to limit voting to 2 days, and we're expecting maybe, we really don't know, maybe a quarter million, maybe 300,000 people to be able to respond that fast to the email that we send out.
Can one vote early and often in this election, or is it secure enough so that I can't file many email votes if I choose to?
One person, one vote. We're sending out a unique link that is good for one vote, and we're going to back up the process by contracting with a pollster who is going to actually do a call through a sample and make sure that verified real people who they get on the phone, unique people, that the numbers that the pollster gets from that effort correspond to the numbers we get from our online vote.
Do you have to be over 18 to cast a vote?
Yes, you have to be 18 or over, and you have to be a U.S. citizen, and that's going to be required on the ballot. We're going to ask people to agree to that. And that's the kind of thing that we're also going to be verifying in the phone survey.
Okay. Let's say that after 2 days of online voting, one candidate emerges with 51% of the MoveOn online primary. What does that candidate get?
They get our enthusiastic support as an online organization of 1.4 million members.
They get your money is what you're saying.
Well, the way fundraising works for MoveOn is we highlight candidates, and our members can then go and contribute directly to the candidates, and we just try and facilitate that and make it as easy as possible. We're hoping that something that comes out of this process is that more and more people get involved in campaigns by contributing and by volunteering, and then once there is an eventual Democratic nominee, we're going to work really hard to bring all them together to support the nominee.
Whoever the nominee might be.
Right.
What happens if nobody wins 50% or 51% of this online primary vote?
Well, winning 50% would be a huge achievement at this early stage with so many people on the ballot and so many voters, such a wide cross-section of voters. It would be astounding if somebody actually did get 50%. If that doesn't happen, then we will continue with our process. We'll continue to allow the candidates to communicate with our membership. We'll continue to ask our membership to research the candidates and try and make a decision. And we'll continue this process later on.
What you're opening up here is not so much an online primary as an online primary campaign on the Internet through MoveOn.
Well, we're just trying to give ordinary voters and a huge number of them the chance to speak out about who they think is their candidate right now. This is not a primary set up to give a boost to the left wing of the Democratic Party. It really is a broad base of voters, and I think the results are going to probably be very similar to what the results in New Hampshire or Iowa would be. In the same way that New Hampshire voters often give a boost not to the front runner, not to the establishment candidate, but to a different candidate, maybe that will happen in this primary.
Mr. Exley, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Zach Exley, who is organizing director for MoveOn.org.